The Chinese government has released a blind human rights activist, Cheng Wengcheng, who has been in jail for over 4 years. He had been reporting the use of forced abortions and sterilizations by local officials, and his reports led to public demonstrations drawing the ire of the authorities. Charles Collins spoke to the director of International Coordination for Human Life International, Joseph Meany, about the activist.
Well, he was actually bringing charges against the local officials enforcing the one-child policy, that they were going around and forcing women to have abortions and then to be permanently sterilized afterwards. And so he was basically advocating for the rights of these peasant women who were being rounded up and essentially exploited in favor of this one-child policy. And he, you know, has been advocating for peasants' rights on a number of issues, but of course, one of the most dramatic ones has been the forced abortions that go on in China all the time.
Some people say that because of the rising incomes in China, the human rights situation is getting better. Is that the case?
You know, it seems like what happens in China is really at the whim of the government. And that principally is the problem. You know, every once in a while, the communist government will have a period of openness where they'll allow people to speak out and whatnot, and then they'll crack down. And it seems to be, you know, kind of a tactic of theirs to keep people guessing. Some of the human rights activists say, you know, we really never know what's going to happen to us when we speak out. Sometimes we can get away with it. Sometimes, you know, we'll be taken off to jail. So it seems like there's a lot of arbitrariness, and that is a constant problem in China.